Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. For a lot of you, it may be getaway day. You may be taking next week off. Pat Casal will be filling in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, as I'll be out doing the travel thing on the Christmas holidays. Wyatt, of course, is always here. Wyatt Cox is always here. As you know, back on December 4th, a group called Nevada and Can, a Nevada public policy nonprofit, filed a lawsuit in district court in Carson City seeking an injunction to block the red flag gun law. Now, this red flag gun law, just for if you don't know what it is, it allows a judge to order the sheriff to remove guns from a person's home without a hearing, without due process. Well, Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Allen, who has always been a guy that speaks truth to power, he is officially the first sheriff in Nevada to join the lawsuit filed by Nevadans Can, and he joins us from Humboldt County. Sheriff, great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin, and good morning.
Sheriff, let me ask you, why are you signing on to this?
Because it's something I strongly believe in standing up for the citizens and standing up against the legislature who never consulted with the sheriffs and chiefs on this law. I just hope this law, you know, that we get the result that we want, and then we can all sit down and try to come up with a solution that doesn't infringe on anybody's constitutional rights.
Let me ask you, from a law enforcement standpoint, wouldn't it be better to get guns out of the hands of dangerous people if you have to do it via a red flag law or not? Is this a law enforcement issue for you or a constitutional issue?
Well, you know, okay, that's a tough question, but, you know, it's both. It's a public safety. It could be a public safety issue, but I think we have to get the courts to intervene and deem this law unconstitutional because of some of the way it was written in there. So it's just something that I'm just not against, and I'm standing up against the legislature and standing up for our citizens.
Again, Mike Allen, the Humboldt County Sheriff, joining us from Humboldt County. Let me just ask you, there are powerful forces that don't like you speaking out on issues like this, and there's word that there might even be a recall effort. Are you willing to withstand the pressure?
Well, I am withstanding the pressure. There is a recall effort, but the recall effort and I basically have the same outlook. And the recall issue is because I said I have to follow the law. I can't pick and choose what laws I follow. My constituents here, there's a loud group here in Humboldt County that they don't want me to follow the law, but I think that has some serious repercussions. But so that's why I chose to jump on this lawsuit and show the citizens that I do stand for them. And being the first sheriff, I think that sends a loud message.
Sheriff, would you expect more law enforcement to join you and Nevadans Can on this lawsuit?
You know, I would hate to speak for any other law enforcement agency, but I feel that there's going to be a few, at least.
And let me ask you, if this is the wrong way to go, if this does not provide citizens with due process, which we are all guaranteed under the Constitution, is there a better way of accomplishing the same thing?
You know, law enforcement has been doing, you know, what this law brings out anyway for an awful long time and without infringing on anybody's rights. So I think we can continue to do our job to help those individuals who are in need that might have serious mental health issues that need. And that's one thing this law doesn't do is it doesn't mandate that these people get help. So, you know, we want to make sure if somebody's in need of help, that they get help. And, you know, public safety is our utmost concern, but we also have to make sure that we stand by our oath of office.
A lot of people object to this law, not because of the law itself, but the way it was done and the fact that this was passed by the legislature. And did they even consult with you? Did you have a voice in this at all?
No, we didn't. We did oppose it. We, meaning the sheriffs and chiefs, we did oppose it, as did the NRA. They opposed it at the legislature, but it was an 11th hour law that was passed, and I understand that there was a lot of opposition there, but they continued to pass it anyway, and it really pins the public and law enforcement against each other on this. And, you know, it's just something that we're not happy with. So I signed on to this lawsuit to stand up for the citizens.
Sheriff, let me ask you, how do we accomplish what we need to? How do we need to take guns out of the hands of bad people or troubled people or sick people? Do you object to that, of being able to take guns out of the hands of sick people?
No, but we need to sit down and have a conversation with everybody, you know, on this. Let's see what the best solution is. Let's see what, you know, I don't have the magic wand that can look into the future and to determine what is going to work best. But yeah, we have to keep public safety at our utmost concern. There are ways, but, you know, we need to get some people in the room to where we can sit down and discuss this and make sure it doesn't infringe on anybody's rights.
Is this an issue, Sheriff Mike, that you've dealt with in Humboldt County? I mean, have you had people that either were mentally unstable that you had to take guns away from? Have you had to deal with this in your practice?
Yes, we deal with it, you know, all the time in one form. Well, so let's say needing to, you know, we had an individual a couple of years ago that was threatening suicide. We finally, after we negotiated with him, we finally were able to control the situation. And then we went back to his house and we asked his relatives, is there a safe place that they can keep the guns? And they maintained the guns themselves out of the reach of the individual. So we are faced with this all the time where we find another action that doesn't deprive them of their firearms at that moment. And it could be something else, you know, it could be, you know, driving a car that they shouldn't be at the time. And so we want to seek them medical attention as well on these situations.
Again, Sheriff Mike Allen joining us from Humboldt County. When you talk with your brothers and sisters in law enforcement, what do they say about this red flag law? And do you get a sense that you will be joined by others in law enforcement in opposing the law?
You know, I believe there'll be some. Maybe there'll be more than you know, I hope there's a lot more than just me. But, you know, we all have the same basic comments on this. We don't like the law, but at the end of the day, we know because it is the law, we're going to have to enforce it. So let's jump on this lawsuit. Let's get this law stopped and let's find better solutions.
Well, I know if folks Google Nevadans can, they'll be able to find out all about this this red flag law and the lawsuit to block this red flag law. Sheriff, it is great to visit with you. Thank you so much for all you do in Humboldt County. We certainly appreciate your efforts, and we welcome you to this lawsuit, because this lawsuit has got to prevail. Thank you so much. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to all of you and your constituents there in Humboldt County. Thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
That's Sheriff Mike Allen joining us. Coming up bottom of the hour, by the way, the Institute for Justice is, they are doing something that I think is wonderful, and they're doing it for parents of folks that lost their opportunity scholarships. This is so incredibly sad, and we'll talk about it coming up on the other side of the break. Okay, stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Getting you ready for the Christmas holidays. Yeah, it's live and local now. Great to have you with us. Even when I'm, in the Christmas spirit, I never lose sight of what day this is. I never give that up. Because today is the best day.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, you know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. And for those of you that take it next week off, it's even better. It's getaway day for a lot of you. I know. Thank you so much. I just love the Friday song. I want to go back to last night's Democrat debate. This was absolutely a clown show. It really was. I mean, no, it was really bad. Let's go to cut three, because Bernie Sanders, with Joe Biden and Tom Steyer, they talked about billionaire donors. And by the way, most of the people on those, on that stage were millionaires, and many were billionaires. It was just a little disingenuous, if you don't mind my saying. So it's cut three, and it's Bernie Sanders with Joe Biden and Tom Steyer.
I am rather proud, maybe, I don't know, the only candidate up here doesn't have any billionaire contributions. But you know what I do have? We have received more contributions from more individuals than any candidate in the history of the United States of America at this point in an election, averaging $18 apiece. Now, there's a real competition going on up here. My good friend Joe, and he is a good friend, he's received contributions from 44 billionaires. Pete, on the other hand, is trailing. Pete, you only got 39 billionaires contributing. So, Pete, we look forward to you. I know you're an energetic guy and a competitive guy, to see if you could take on Joe on that issue. But what is not a laughing matter, my friends, this is why three people own more wealth than the bottom half. This is why Amazon and other major corporations pay zero in federal taxes. We need to get money out of politics. We should run our campaigns on that basis.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Vice President Biden, 45 seconds to respond.
My average contribution is $43, number one. That's number one. Number two, the idea that the senator is suggesting that I am in the pocket of billionaires, when in fact they oppose everything that I have ever done and continue to do. I have made sure from the very beginning, every one of my fundraisers is open to the press, every single solitary one, not one single time, period. And I've made sure that you know exactly where all the, and the largest contribution I've accepted is $2,800, which is allowed under law. And I'm the first person to introduce the constitutional amendment to make sure that there is no all public funding of elections and all private funding. And we all should take a commitment, make a commitment to that right now on this stage. In the meantime, you got to fund a campaign. And we, in fact, have funded a campaign, average contribution, $43.
Yeah. Thank you, Vice President. Mr. Steyer, I would like to bring you in.
Listen, I'm running because this government is broken because it's purchased by corporations. And I've spent 10 years fighting those corporations and beating them and building grassroots organizations to push power down to the people. That's what I've been doing for a decade. But let me say this. There's someone who's loving this conversation, and his name's Donald Trump.
That's right.
We know how he's going to run. He's told us last week, he looked at a group of Americans and said, I don't like you, you don't like me, it doesn't matter, you're going to support me because the Democrats will destroy the economy in 15 minutes. We need to go after this guy. He's a different breed of cat, and we need to beat him. And we need to talk about prosperity. And I spent 25 years building a business. We're going to have to take him on the economy, not have these kinds of conversations and tear each other down, but actually go after this corrupt president and beat him on the economy where he thinks he's king and where, in fact, he's a fraud and a failure.
Thank you, Mr. Steyer. We're going to end it there.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up.
No kidding. What was interesting is that Tom Steyer, you know, belittling billionaires and the impact of money, he is self-funding to a great degree his own campaign. It just makes no sense. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor experience. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, we're going to check in with Joshua House. He's the attorney of record for the Institute of Justice. They are representing Nevada families adversely impacted by this fight to restore tax credits for scholarships. Yeah. The Nevada Educational Choice Scholarship Program. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking economic news, as new government figures show, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month in line with what economists expected. Consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose by 3.2% in the third quarter. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing a moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. NASA says the Boeing-made Starliner capsule will not be able to dock with the International Space Station following its launch earlier today. Senior Vice President of Boeing, Jim Chilton, explains what went wrong.
It appears that the vehicle was using a mission elapsed timer. That was not the mission elapsed timer the mission was on.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I know how long it is till Christmas. Four more shopping days.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas.
Okay, good to have you with us. Yeah, the shopping days till Christmas are whittling down. I just love it. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY or check it out right now on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I am so pleased that we have Joshua House on with us from Virginia. He is with the Institute for Justice, and he's representing families who are trying to get their opportunity scholarships back. The legislature did a really nasty, nasty thing, and we'll talk about it as we go along. But Josh House joins us from the Institute for Justice, and he joins us from Virginia. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
What is the Institute for Justice?
The Institute for Justice is the nation's premier law firm for liberty, is what we call it. We are a libertarian, lowercase L, law firm that litigates in four areas: property rights, economic liberty, free speech, and school choice. And we sue the government across the country to help people like our clients in Nevada.
Tell us what you have already done. And you just had a court decision. Again, it's very early in the process. You know, nobody's declaring victory or defeat as yet, but there was a judge's ruling first week of December that is very, very good for these parents of kids who had these opportunity scholarships essentially yanked away from them.
That's right. Yeah. So we filed suit on behalf of three Nevada families, as well as two taxpayers and a scholarship organization, to defend the Opportunity Scholarship Program from the latest legislative meddling that happened this past legislative session up in Carson City. And you're right, we got a great ruling basically saying that our lawsuit has standing and we can go ahead and try to essentially take down a bill that tried to remove the tax credits on which the scholarship program is based. So the scholarship program gives tax credits to donors who donate to the Opportunity Scholarship Program.
Explain what it is. Explain opportunity scholarships, and then explain what it is the legislature did, which I thought was just absolute. I mean, it was just awful what the legislature did. Can you give us kind of the backstory of this?
Yeah, so I mean, the backstory is with this latest legislative session, just with, you know, the turning political tides, the legislature wanted to remove tax credits from this program, and so what they did was they eliminated the automatic increase for tax credits each year that were available. So let me really quick explain the program in a little bit more detail. The program works by getting private donors, private taxpayers, who would be paying modified business tax or other taxes in Nevada, to donate to scholarship organizations. And then the scholarship organizations will turn around and distribute scholarships to private schools in Nevada to low-income Nevada families. They have to be a certain amount, within a certain amount of the poverty line, the federally designated poverty line, to qualify. And so what happens is, you know, as we all know, education costs go up every year, inflation occurs, and so the program had a built-in escalator. Every year, a little bit more tax credits would have been available to Nevada families, or to taxpayers to donate to this program to benefit Nevada families. Well, by removing that escalator, the legislature over the next, I mean, it's millions of dollars each year going forward into the next decade, they removed that funding. And so what actually happened were scholarship organizations had to turn around and you know, actually turn away some of the families that they had previously served because there wasn't enough funding in the long term anymore to provide scholarships for these families.
Let me just ask you, the notion of educational choice, and we're coming up in January on National School Choice Week, which I think is a great event. Can you talk a little bit about what this has meant? This is a program, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a program that has moved the needle. It has improved the outcomes of these families and their children. And if education is any marker of future success, this is one that has moved the needle. Unlike a lot of programs that are out there, this one actually moved the needle. What was the justification that the legislature used in cutting this thing back?
Well, you know, the legislature's justification was that, you know, we want more money into the Nevada General Fund. And of course, who knows what they're going to spend that money on once it's back in government hands. But that really was the incentive here, is that this would be a way of saving money, is to take money away from the program. And, you know, it really is, it just boggles the mind, as you were saying, you know, educational choice is really important because it's all about letting the parents decide what is good for their kids and not the government. And, you know, ripping money away from this program and handing it back to the government is exactly the problem that the programs like this were trying to solve. We should be empowering people to make decisions that they feel are best for themselves and their families, not actually stripping money away from programs that do that. And, you know, the fact is that wealthy families already have school choice. They can move to another zip code. They can, you know, spend more of the family's income on private school. This program was specifically for low-income Nevadans who too often are stuck within a zip code, within a particular school district that's not effective for their family, and it's not conducive to learning for their kids. So, you know, the idea that we should be stripping money from a program that's giving more choice and more power to low-income Nevadans, it just boggles the mind that the legislature thought that that would be a good idea. And actually, I will say, I'm not sure they thought people would lose scholarships. I think they might have done the math wrong. They just wanted the money. But lo and behold, you know, economics works its way out, and people have lost scholarships all over the state.
Again, Joshua House joining us, attorney for the Institute for Justice. He is representing these families and individuals. What is it that Judge Rob Bear actually did? This is not a final judgment on whether this money should be restored. Where are we in the process?
So you're right. So what this was is the government tried to dismiss the case on a legal ground known as standing, basically saying that our plaintiffs didn't have standing to sue because they weren't really affected by the legislation we're challenging. Of course, that's ridiculous because, you know, some of the families we represented actually lost scholarships this summer as a direct result of AB 458, which is the legislation we're challenging. And Judge Baird saw right through that and ruled for us on that standing challenge. Now, on the second argument that the state raised, which was that essentially the Nevada Constitution does not require a two-thirds vote to remove tax credits, as we argued, he put it off for another day, saying that he's going to decide this question after further briefing, and that'll probably happen over the winter, and we hope to get a decision before the spring.
So what has happened to these families? You say some of them over the summer actually lost their scholarships?
Yes, that's right. And in particular, one of the scholarship organizations up in northern Nevada was one of the ones that turned away some of the most people. Now, of the three families that we represent, two of them lost scholarships. One of them was able to go to a different scholarship organization and get scholarships, thankfully. But the other actually still has a $16,000 gap in tuition that she owes her private school for her three kids after losing scholarships. Now, that school has just thankfully has allowed her kids to remain for the time being in exchange for her doing some work for the school. But, you know, who knows how long that arrangement will last. And I think that's a perfect example of the sort of limbo that so many Nevada families find themselves in after this legislation took away their scholarships.
Josh, what is the legal remedy you're seeking from the court, from Judge Bear? What exactly do you want from the court?
Yeah, so, you know, we, like I said before, we are arguing that the Nevada Constitution requires a two-thirds vote by the legislature, that's both houses of the legislature, before you can repeal tax credits, before you can raise revenue. And, you know, so passing taxes or fees or whatever require a two-thirds vote. And this did not get a two-thirds vote. So we are asking the court to strike down this legislation. It was unconstitutional the day it came out of the legislature. It should never have been signed by the governor. It simply did not get enough votes. And bills that don't get enough votes don't get to pass. That's our democratic system. So we're asking the court to strike down the legislation.
And Josh, is this tied at all to the Settlemyer case, which is the same issue? You need two-thirds majority to pass tax increases or tax cuts, and they clearly didn't have it with the modified business tax. Is this related at all to that, or is it just the same part of the Constitution, but different?
same part of the Constitution. It's totally different. That case doesn't have to do with tax credits, as I mentioned before. It has to do with, you know, I think some fees and some other things, extension of the MBT, as you mentioned. So it is, you know, different in terms of the actual legal argument, but it's similar, as you say, only in the sense that it's another example of this is exactly why the scholarship program should not be subject to legislative whimsy. You know, it was the two-thirds requirement is exactly there to make sure that these programs that so many depend on don't change overnight. And I think the sort of legislative kind of tinkering that you saw, not even getting enough votes, not even following the rules, is exactly the problem that this two-thirds provision was meant to prevent.
I know you represent three families, but I'm curious, do you have knowledge that there are other families, more families, that are out there across the state that are being impacted by this AB 458?
Absolutely. Hundreds of families that we're aware of have lost scholarships as a result of AB 458. And a big reason for that is without that long-term funding, these scholarship organizations cannot, as they're required to do in the statute, guarantee that they're going to be able to keep handing scholarships out to these children all through their senior year of high school. They're supposed to only start a scholarship if they know that they'll be able to give the family some predictability to the scholarship program. And they had to, you know, one organization said, if you were under, I believe it was eighth grade or so, you just no longer qualified, even if you've received the scholarships for years. And that's harming, you know, Nevadans all over the state.
Would you like, and I know it's difficult when you've got interim committees and different things like that because our legislature only meets once every 2 years, would you like a legislative remedy to this? I mean, is that what you're seeking?
I mean, that, you know, obviously, if the legislature were to undo AB 458, that statute, that would definitely give us the relief that we're seeking here and restore funding to the program. That would be fantastic. And actually, here at the Institute for Justice, we pioneered the educational savings account legislation a few years back in Nevada that would give even more school choice options to Nevada. So we're certainly open to the legislature increasing school choice. That is something that we believe in for the state. But for this case, as you say, I think it's unlikely that AB 458 gets rolled back legislatively until the next session.
And then it would be up to Judge Baer to do that himself.
That's right. Up to Judge Baer and, you know, perhaps even the Nevada Supreme Court afterwards. So that's what we'll be arguing over this winter. And we look forward to getting a victory.
Can you give us a little bit of a timetable? I know the wheels of justice move very, very slowly around the country and here in the state of Nevada. But I'm curious, when you say you're going to be arguing this over the winter, when might you be able to get into a court and be arguing?
So, Judge Baer showed a lot of interest in this case and asked the parties to submit kind of an expedited, what's called summary judgment briefing schedule. That'll be the briefing that he wants to decide this case. So, like I said, we're optimistic we could get into the court and argue in a Nevada courtroom in March and hopefully a decision either the day we argue or not too long after. Within a couple months here.
Josh, keep us posted, would you please? This is an issue that on this program statewide, we have been following very closely. Thank you so much for all that you folks do at the Institute for Justice. And I hope you prevail because what the legislature did was unforgivable. Eventually, we may be able to correct it with legislation, changing up people in the legislature. But in the meantime, it's up to Judge Baer and the courts. Thank you so much for all you do for folks across the state. And I should mention, you got lots of Nevada roots, do you not?
I do, yeah. I lived in Reno for 2 years. I clerked for Justice Michael Cherry on the Supreme Court of Nevada. And my wife grew up in Henderson. So my in-laws are still in the Vegas area.
You just got to love that. Hey, have a very Merry Christmas, a happy holidays, and keep up the good work, would you please?
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. We will.
That's Joshua House, attorney for the Institute for Justice. They are trying to restore to Nevada families those opportunities, scholarships. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I know how long it is till Christmas for more shopping days.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So good to have you with us. Getting ready for the Christmas holidays. We say Merry Christmas on this program, by the way, just for the record. Yeah, we do say Happy Holidays from time to time. But, Merry Christmas is not a pejorative term on this program. I want to go back. Well, by the way, we got a programming note. Wyatt Cox will be in this chair on Monday, and he's going to be joined by Sam Peters, our buddy who's running for CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. And by the way, I made the not-so-bold statement yesterday on the show that I was going to devote every waking hour to retiring Stephen Horsford and Susie Lee and Dina Titus. What they have done in voting for impeachment, the three amigos, so to speak, has been reprehensible. And we are going to we're gonna do our best to make sure over the next 11 months, 10 and a half months, whatever it is, that they are retired from it just makes too much sense. I want to go back to the debate last night. Mayor Pete and Andrew Yang disagreeing on the success of the Trump economy. This is what is so weird. We went from one night hearing the president extol the virtues of his economy that's just blowing away people. And then last night, listening to the Democrats, it was just incredible. It's like a parallel universe. But this is cut one. Cut one. This is Mayor Pete and Andrew Yang disagreeing on the success of the Trump economy. Here it is.
Where I live, folks aren't measuring the economy by how the Dow Jones is looking. They're measuring the economy by how they're doing. When you're doing the bills at the end of the month at your kitchen table, and you find that even if your wages have gone up, it's not nearly going as fast as the cost of health and housing. This economy is not working for most of us, for the middle class. And I know you're only ever supposed to say middle class and not poor in politics, but we got to talk about poverty in this country. There is not one county in the United States of America where someone working full time at the minimum wage can afford a two-bedroom apartment. In most places, not even a one-bedroom apartment. The biggest problem in our economy is simple. People are not getting paid enough. That is not the result of some mysterious cosmic force. It's the result of bad policy, and we've got to change it by raising wages and empowering workers.
Mr. Yang.
GDP and corporate profits are at record highs in America today. Also at record highs, depression, financial insecurity, student loan debt, even suicides and drug overdoses. It has gotten so bad that our life expectancy as a country has declined for the last 3 years because suicides and drug overdoses have overtaken vehicle deaths for the first time in American history. The fact is, this unemployment rate and GDP have very little relationship with people's lived experience on the ground. If you're a recent college graduate, you have a 40% chance of doing a job that doesn't require a college degree. That doesn't show up in the headline unemployment rate, nor does all of the families that are working two or three jobs to get by.
Isn't that cute? But it's wrong! Stick around. Lisa Mayo will join us, the president and CEO of Mayo and Associates. These recreational marijuana dispensaries, there's a big question about how they're being dispersed, especially for renewal. We will get to that more coming up. Live and local now.